Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In this edition of Hollywood from Home, we reenact the 1985 classic Back to the Future. Marty McFly, played by Ponch, arrives at Twin Pines Mall at 1 a.m. to see what Doc Brown, played by Nikki Vivas, is up to. The scene is set, and action.
Jeez, Doc, a DeLorean? What the hell did you do?
Grab the camera, roll tape, Marty! I'll explain as we go!
And what's with the Devo suit?
Come on, Einstein, get in, boy! Alright, this is test number one. Please note that Einstein's clock here is in precise synchronization with my control watch. Good luck, Einie. Here we go, Marty. If my calculations are correct, when the car hits 88 miles an hour, you're gonna see some serious shit. What did I tell you? 88 miles per hour! Temporal displacement occurred exactly 1:02 a.m. and 0 seconds.
You disintegrated Einstein, Doc!
Calm down, Marty. I didn't disintegrate anything.
Where the hell are they?
The appropriate question is, when the hell are they? You see, Einstein has just become the world's first time traveler. I sent him into the future, 1 minute into the future to be exact, and at exactly 1:03 a.m. and 0 seconds. We shall catch up to him and the time machine.
Time machine? Doc, are you trying to tell me you built a time machine out of the DeLorean?
The way I figured it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style? Besides, the stainless steel construction made the flux disappear.
The what?
Disperse. Dispersals. 10 seconds, roll tape, and brace yourself for a sudden displacement of air. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
No! Is it hot?
It's cold, damned cold! Exactly 1 minute difference, it's still ticking!
Is Einstein alright?
Good boy, Einie! He's fine, and he's completely unaware that anything happened. As far as he's concerned, the trip was instantaneous. That's why his watch is a minute behind mine. He skipped over.
A minute?
That minute to instantly arrive at this moment in time. Come here, let me show you how it works. This is what makes time travel possible. The TFC! Temporal Field Capacitator!
Did you say KFC, Doc?
Temporal Field Capacitator.
Oh!
Not chicken!
Temporal field capacitator, huh? Heavy duty, Doc! And it runs like on regular unleaded?
Unfortunately, no. It requires something with a little more kick.
Plutonium? You mean the sucker's neutral?
I mean,
you mean the sucker's nuclear? Nuclear?
Electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity I need. The TFC stores it, then discharges it all at once like a gigantic bolt of lightning! What is it, Heine? Oh no! They found me! I don't know how, but they found me!
Who, Doc?
The Libyans!
The Libyans?
The Libyans who got me the plutonium! They wanted me to build him a bomb. I told him I would, but I lied. Run for it, Marty. Run. I'll draw their fire.
Doc, no. Wait.
Great Scott.
Doc, oh my God. You bastards. I gotta get to the DeLorean.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.